Millions of Filipinos voted today in parliamentary and local elections. The campaign was one of the most violent in Philippine history. More than 70 people were killed during the campaign. But today's voting was mostly peaceful. The election is seen widely as a referendum on the short tenure of President Gloria Arroyo. Arroyo ascended to the presidency in January after her predecessor, Joseph Estrada, was accused of corruption, forced to step down, and was later arrested. NPR's Eric Weiner is in Manila. A violent campaign, but relatively peaceful election day. What happened?
Well, Bob, I think the presence of an additional 17,000 Philippine police and soldiers on the streets certainly helps explain the relatively peaceful voting today. There was some violence and a few voting irregularities, cases of people voting twice, for instance. But the government here says none of this was out of the ordinary. In fact, at the several voting stations in Manila that I visited, there were quite large turnouts in a very festive atmosphere. People playing music and barbecuing chicken near the entrance to the polling booths. So it looked more like a street party than an election, and certainly the predictions of an election day disaster did not materialize.
What's at stake in today's election?
Well, officially, voters are choosing 13 senators, a few hundred congressmen, and some 17,000 local officials. But what this election is really about is a popularity test for President Arroyo. Now, she's a U.S.-educated economist, attended Georgetown University, and is the daughter of a former Philippine president. She was, as you say, propelled into office only 4 months ago, riding a wave of what people call people power, a massive protest movement that forced Joseph Estrada to step down. Now, the Philippine Supreme Court recognizes Arroyo as a legitimate president, so does the U.S. and many other countries, but she was not elected, and that is basically a big problem here in the Philippines, where people are proud of their democratic tradition, and they're very wary of slipping back into the dark days of former dictator Ferdinand Marcos. So even though President Arroyo herself is not running in today's election, she very much needs her candidates to do well at the polls so that by proxy she can gain the legitimacy that she desperately needs.
And Estrada, how much support does he still have?
Surprisingly, quite a lot, considering that he's been accused of making off with some $10 million in illegal kickbacks. Estrada's main base of support is still the poor people of the Philippines. There's some 30 million people here who survive on less than a dollar a day, but they vote, and they voted in large numbers for Estrada last time around. A lot of these Estrada supporters were really furious to see the way he was treated when he was arrested recently, handcuffed and fingerprinted like a common criminal. Really what happened is all of this anger and resentment among the poor Filipinos sort of built up to a head 2 weeks ago. We saw 20,000 Estrada supporters out on the street storming the presidential palace. Now, some people saw that as very much a wake-up call for President Arroyo, a sort of warning to her that she can't ignore the poor Filipinos. But the real irony here is that Arroyo herself was installed as president through a mass movement, People Power. But now when the mobs are turned against her, she calls it mob rule and orders a crackdown.
NPR's Eric Weiner in Manila.